Jones Angel is the voice of the Tar Heels. You hear him every Saturday, almost every Saturday, during football season and during basketball season as well. He joins us on the phone to talk about Tar Heel sports. Jones, how are you? Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron. Great to be with you. And, yeah, busy stretch upcoming, even with no game this weekend for Carolina football. Our next broadcast, as you referenced, is actually basketball with that exhibition game next Friday. So looking forward to seeing the guys out on the court in the Smith Center. And then, of course, the big game against Pitt next Saturday night at 8 o'clock. So some big games on the horizon for sure. And as you referenced, Tar Heels having their second open date this weekend, have a chance to regroup a little bit, see what has gone well, what hasn't gone well, and try to get ready for the final five games of the season.
What are your overall thoughts about Carolina so far this year? 6-1, seven games in. At the start of the season, did you think we'd be here?
Well, I think the best way to put it is it's hard to argue with the results, right? I mean,
yeah.
It hasn't been perfect from start to finish for the Tar Heels, but hard to argue with 6-1 and 3-0. They have found a way to get it done, which is the most important part of what you're doing as far as athletics is concerned, is winning the game. And that's what the Heels have been able to do. And, you know, would I have expected that they would be here? I don't know. I know they put a lot of emphasis on finishing close games and a lot of emphasis on winning on the road. And, Aaron, they have absolutely done that to this point. You know, 4-0 on the road after going winless away from Chapel Hill a season ago, 4-0 in games decided by a touchdown or less this season. It felt like every close game went against the Tar Heels last year. And coincidentally, the four games decided by a touchdown or less are also the four road games. So they have done a really good job in some difficult scenarios, including this past weekend at Duke, and in finding a way to win. And so that, without a doubt, that has been the difference. It has been the ability to win on the road and win those close games to this point of the season.
And you talk about those close games that they're winning over and over. Like, this is not too far removed from recent years that we've seen with Carolina, where they've been in these close games over and over and over, and they just haven't been able to put it away, And this year, they turned it around. What do you think the difference is? It's a really slight difference between winning and losing in a game like that.
Yeah, it often is. I mean, think about last year. Carolina finished the regular season 6-6 last season. You know, the Virginia Tech game, they lost by a touchdown, and Carolina had the ball going, trying to drive to tie the score, potentially win if you go for two and get it. Think about the Pitt game. Carolina was down three in the final minutes, had a first and goal, and eventually couldn't score, had to kick a field goal, lost in overtime. Of course, the NC State game, where the Tar Heels were up by 9 points with, you know, 2.5 minutes left, you're going to win that game 99 times out of 100. Just those three games right there, Aaron, all of a sudden you flip those around and you're 9-3 last year instead of 6-6. So it is an enormous difference. So what do you attribute it to? Number one, I think some of it is just the universe balancing out a little bit. Mm-hmm. I do believe that. I think some of it is Carolina really focusing in on this. I can't tell you, even in training camp. So we're talking back in late July, early August, you know, Mac Brown would be on the headset during practice and on the microphone, and he'd say, you know, Pitt game, 3 points, first and goal. You know, if they were in some kind of game situation where they were on the goal line, he'd say, you know, you've got to get it in for a touchdown. And so he would remind the team of those scenarios and how important they were. And then some of it is, I think once you have some success in those areas, you start to believe you're going to get it done. And that belief can go a long way. It just, the way you carry yourself, the way that you're running your route on the play, the way that you protect the quarterback, whatever it is, you just believe that it's going to happen. And so I do think success builds on success, just like I think failure builds on failure a little bit in those scenarios. And so to be able to start winning those type of games, I think has built on itself and allowed Carolina to feel like it can do it at any point.
Speaking with Jones Angel, voice of the Tar Heels. Bye week this week for Carolina football, but they got Pitt next week. And as we heard from Art Chansky in his notebook a few minutes ago, Carolina has struggled in recent years coming out of bye weeks. It's kind of another random statistic, but it's been consistent over the last couple of years. So what are they working on this week looking ahead to Pitt next Saturday?
Yeah, and I don't disagree with Arden that in, I mean, those are just facts. I mean, you look at the stats and they're right there. I do think some of the struggles coming out of open dates here recently has to do with who Carolina has played.
Right.
I mean, there a lot of times they have played Notre Dame for some odd reason, including earlier this year, coming out of open dates here the last few seasons, and Notre Dame's been really good. So that I do think the opponent has been part of Carolina's struggles coming out of open dates to this point. So what is Carolina working on, Aaron? Yeah, I think it's the same kind of stuff that you're always going to work on in an open date because it makes sense. You of course are going to do your normal review and, you know, what has gone well, and it gives you a little extra time to look at maybe a bigger picture in that regard of what has worked, what hasn't worked. You do get some extra work in on both the immediate next opponent. And then I always remember this when Georgia Tech ran that triple option, Aaron, if there is some kind of unique offense or unique style that you are going to see, you can always get a little extra work against that, even if it isn't the immediate opponent. That's always something you can do during the open date. And now, especially as you're getting into the second half of the year, I think you do want to allow maybe some younger players who haven't had the same amount of practice reps as the as Carolina calls it, the blue and white team, or the first and second team. Maybe you let some of those younger guys get some extra practice reps, get them out on the field some. And then you also want to balance getting work in, but allowing guys to rest their bodies, because it's a hard game to play and it's hard physically. And when you play a week zero game like the Tar Heels did this year, I mean, Aaron, it's a long season. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Carolina started its training camp in July, and we're almost at the end of October. And so that is a long time to be constantly physically playing football, especially for guys at this age. And, you know, there's still 5 weeks left in the regular season, and the Tar Heels hope there are a couple of weeks left after that. So it's a long grind as well. So trying to make sure guys are healthy is a big part of this too.
Speaking with Jones Angel, and we'll wrap up here, but I'm looking at the schedule for the last five games, and I'm seeing four games at least that are eminently winnable for the Tar Heels. You got that Wake Forest game on the road that's going to be tough no matter what, but the other four games are certainly winnable on paper. What's our range of expectations for the next five games? What's the best case, worst case scenario for UNC, do you think?
Well, I think for Carolina, it really comes down to that defense getting more consistent, and we've said that a ton this year, Aaron. And I think that's really going to determine best case, worst case, because Carolina, the final five games, Tar Heels can win two or three of them just by how good their offense is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can go out there and outscore some teams because they have that capability with the skill set and the players and the scheme that they have on the offensive side. If you want to go from winning two or so of those games to four or five of those games, that is going to rely on your defense continuing to grow. And we even saw it in this last game against Duke. It kind of felt like that game was a nice summary of the season defensively, just the roller coaster that it's been, where there were some stretches of some poor play, then some stretches of really good play, and then ultimately some key plays at the end that helped the team win. And so if that defense can continue to take some steps forward, Aaron, gosh, I mean, those five games, the Tar Heels certainly are going to be at home, first of all, for three of them, which is good. I think the Tar Heels, if you did it right this moment, would be favored in four of those five games, the Wake game being the outlier there. And so certainly the Tar Heels have their sights. I think we've gotten to the point now where Carolina's, and you've heard Mac Brown say this, now you're not just trying to have a good season. Now you have the opportunity to do something special.
Yep.
And I think that's the way the Tar Heels are approaching these final 5 weeks of the regular season.
Should be a fun ride. Next time we talk to Jones Angel, it's going to be next week, previewing both basketball and football as you get ready for the busy stretch of the season, that November overlap between basketball and football. So Godspeed for the next month.
Can't wait. Looking forward to it.
And we'll talk to you again next week. Thank you so much.
Sounds good, Aaron. Talk to you soon.